Stephen A. Smith, the gift that keeps on giving. This dude, I mean, this dude right here. I just don't know what else to say. I guess I at least have to give him credit for being consistent. I at least have to give him credit for not always victimizing black people. I guess that should count for something. If you didn't think Stephen A. Smith viewed everything, I mean everything, through the lens of race, then this morning on Woke Take should have erased all of your doubts. This dude's always whining and complaining about white privilege. Steve Nash hired by the Brooklyn Nets, white privilege. A white athlete given a pass by a team after they get arrested or fail a drug test, white privilege. In the world of Stephen A. Smith, black people are held back by a corrupt system, systemic racism. And white people have all the advantages. Except for the fact that he completely contradicted himself this morning. This morning on Woke Take, Christian McCaffrey and the Carolina Panthers were a topic of discussion. The Panthers, they're on Thursday Night Football tonight, a rare nationally televised game for them. The Panthers, they're not one of the premier teams in the NFL. They don't receive a lot of media coverage. They don't get a lot of nationally televised games. Remember that in just a second. So they're talking about the NFL on Woke Take this morning, an area where Stephen A. Smith struggles. He doesn't know dick about the NFL. Now, he's entertaining when he's ranting and raving about the Dallas Cowboys, but outside of that, Stephen A. Smith is absolutely useless when it comes to the NFL. You would be better off listening to Max Kellerman, who also doesn't know shit about the NFL, but at least he's smarter than Stephen A. Smith, so he knows just a little bit more. Stephen A. showed off his vast knowledge of the National Football League this morning by saying that Christian McCaffrey is the victim of reverse discrimination. I know. I'll give you guys a second to compose yourself. I know this is shocking. Stephen A. Smith claiming the evil white man is actually a victim of discrimination based off of his skin color. But it's true. It's true. He said this on national television this morning. According to Stephen A. Smith, Christian McCaffrey is being discriminated against because he doesn't receive universal praise and media attention. If he were black, he would be a huge star. There are so many things wrong with this theory. Where the hell do we even begin? First of all, there are very, very few running backs in the NFL who are household names. If Emmitt Smith had played for the Saints in the 90s, he would not have been a star. The reason Emmitt Smith was a superstar, a Hall of Famer, is because he played for the Dallas Cowboys and they were winning Super Bowls. If you went by the logic of Stephen A. Smith and viewed everything through the lens of race, Christian McCaffrey should be the biggest star in the NFL. He is a white guy playing a position that is dominated by black players. But see, fans don't care about the race of the player. They just care about winning. Can you name another white starting running back in the NFL? Scratch that. Can you name another white running back in the NFL? What do you have, Rex Burkhead with the Texans? You had Danny Woodhead a couple of years ago? Those two are the only two I can think of off the top of my head. Danny Woodhead, he's not even in the league anymore. If the rest of us were like Stephen A. Smith and viewed everything through the lens of race, Christian McCaffrey would be the biggest star in the league, but he's not. Because it has nothing to do with the color of his skin. It has everything to do with where he plays. Alvin Kamara is a star running back. The reason he's a star running back is because he's played most of his career alongside Drew Brees, household name, and he plays for the Saints, a team that consistently wins. The Saints are on national TV 4-5 times every year, plus the playoffs. Like I said, Drew Brees is a household name. His star power rubs off on the players around him. You think Michael Thomas is a star without Drew Brees? No, he's just another diva receiver. Christian McCaffrey has been in the NFL since 2017. He's made the playoffs once. Unfortunately for him, he came into the league as Cam Newton was starting to decline. the Panthers have been irrelevant for the 5 years of his career. Another reason that he's not getting much media attention, he was hurt all of last season. He only played in 3 games, so he's on a losing team, and he's not touching the field. Like I said, it is extremely difficult to be a superstar running back in the NFL. This is a passing league. Teams throw the ball 35, 40 times a game, and most NFL teams employ a dual running back system. So even if they do run the ball 20, 25 times in a game, the backs are going to split those carries. They do this to keep their running backs fresh and healthy. Unless you're a running back that's rushing for 2,000 yards, breaking some kind of record, or playing for a Super Bowl contender, people are not going to pay attention. Christian McCaffrey, as great as he is, and he had an MVP caliber season back in 2019, but the Panthers sucked. But Christian McCaffrey, he's not doing any of the things that I just outlined. So there's no reason for the national media to spotlight him. If the Panthers went 14-3, I should say, this season, and they made the playoffs, that could change for Christian McCaffrey. But until that happens, he's just not going to be a household name. It's really that simple. And it's not like Christian McCaffrey is not already a star. The dude is respected in NFL circles. Fans of the league know who he is. It's not like the dude's an unknown. Hell, he was on the cover of GQ just last year after he barely touched the field. Last season, Christian McCaffrey had the 30th highest selling jersey in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott, he led all running backs in jersey sales. He was number 10 on the list. Now, you put Christian McCaffrey on the Dallas Cowboys and Zeke on the Panthers, those roles would be reversed. Matter of fact, Ezekiel Elliott wouldn't even be a star if he weren't playing for the Dallas Cowboys. If he were playing in Carolina, he wouldn't be a household name. He would be another run-of-the-mill running back, another Mark Ingram. Good player, nothing special. I talk all the time about Stephen A. Smith making $12 million a year and deserving the money. Today, this reason right here is why he deserves $12 million a year. Because every week, Stephen A. is making headlines. We are sitting here talking about him for saying something stupid. When you think about it, we live in a great country where you can become a millionaire for being a dumbass. And the same people who benefit from being mentally handicapped and getting rich at the same time are the same ones that think America sucks. Go figure. Anyway, you guys let me know what you think of Stephen A.'s latest example of stupidity, for lack of a better word. Another example of him viewing something through the lens of race. And just to be fair, just to be transparent, this is not the first time that Stephen A. Smith has said this about Christian McCaffrey. He has been saying the same thing for a couple of years now, which all that tells me is that Stephen A. Smith hasn't learned a damn thing. Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. The best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.